Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Andrew Sherman back on the show. More than 15 years he's been joining us on our show. He's a partner with Jones Day. That's a law firm. That's right. He's an attorney, but we love him anyway. He's the author of a bunch of books, including Harvesting Intangible Assets and literally the Bible on Franchising and Licensing, and that's the title of the book, Franchising and Licensing, and he's our good friend, Andrew Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here this morning, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. Andrew, you've got customers all over the world, and you're out there with your thumb on the pulse of, or your finger on the pulse of the global economy a little bit more than some of us are. What are you seeing out there as you travel around? We hear about China, you know, slowing down. We hear about Europe slowing down. We know kind of what's going on in the United States. What's your perspective on how things are going in the global economy?
Well, right now, I'd say it's kind of cloudy with a chance of meatballs, to quote the children's film from a couple years ago. Things are a little fuzzy out there. People are still kind of tentative. Unfortunately, you know, there was one moment, I think a few weeks ago, I was watching CNN or picking up the newspaper, and, you know, there was six different geopolitical theaters of hell going on. I mean, from, you know, disease in Africa coming to Middle East disputes to protests in Hong Kong. You know, I mean, it's a time when people are a little nervous to move forward on a global basis. Now, it could get a lot worse. I mean, we could be in for, you know, a really rough patch, and it could clear up. But I think that you do have people on the sidelines right now, waiting tentatively, being very delicate in their decision to deploy resources. And yet I remain personally pretty bullish about the next 3 to 5 years. I think that some of these situations will resolve itself. You know, this Ebola thing is making me a little nervous as to why we haven't nipped it in the bud or, you know, deployed more resources, but it's still affecting, you know, a micro fraction of the population at the moment. But that's kind of my take on things. I think we'll go, you know, a lot will be determined by these mid-year elections. People are waiting to see what happens there. I think a lot of people are frustrated with this administration from a business perspective, no matter what your politics are.
Right.
So, you know, it's a little stormy out there right now.
But are we seeing the evidence of what happens when the last remaining superpower, whose fundamental goal is to be benevolent, recedes from the from around the world and pulls back its leadership? Are we seeing the manifestations of that right now?
I think a little bit. I think
are we seeing it in Russia and in the Middle East, especially right now?
Yeah, well, you're certainly seeing a lot of, you know, Russia is going through its own branding and image issues as to what it wants to be known as, and there's an image that Putin.
I don't think Mr. Putin has any is confused about what he wants.
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying the disconnect is between what Putin wants and maybe the average Russian citizen wants or Russian entrepreneur wants.
Right.
I'm not sure that he's got a lot of support, and yet people feel powerless to do anything.
Right.
But you could say that about the average American right now. I mean, there was a survey that came out last week that said 80% of those surveyed think our country is broken.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still over 90%.
I think gone to hell in a handbasket is the exact question.
Yeah,
response
that they would use the
That was folks. That was the exact response that they asked for. The thing that I was pointing out to my audience earlier this month is that this is what it looks like when you don't take care of your current issues and you allow them to build up, so that when a new thing comes along, you can't take care of that because you're still dealing with things you didn't solve before, like Ebola. I mean, Ebola shouldn't be a big problem, but because we got so many other things on our plate that we didn't solve before, like Ukraine, like ISIS, things like that, that's the reason Ebola becomes a bigger deal.
That's very true. But it's also, there's bad news feeds on itself, and there seems like there's a more of an appetite right now for bad news than good news.
Yeah, what's new about that, right? So hang on to that thought. We're going to come back. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask Andrew Sherman about the political correctness of the federal government and its dealings with the Washington Redskins from an intellectual property standpoint, too. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.